we have been doing a lot of preparations and coordinations. It's been an effort by many departments. DGACM, the Department for General Assembly and Conference Management, has been in the lead, but we have had to work extensively with our colleagues in safety and security, very important, as well as public information, the Department of Management, and then, of course, to coordinate with the Office of the Secretary General. So it's been a huge team effort that has been intensive for the last couple of months, because this has been something that we have had to very carefully plan over a long period of time. But I am happy to say that we are almost where we want to be. Of course, many, many last-minute details that have to be put in place, but I think that actually we are in good shape.
Can you tell us the main activities of the Pope's when he is in-house?
Well, the Pope will arrive at the United Nations. He will be greeted by the Secretary General and Madame Bahn. He will then go up to the Office of the Secretary General to have private meetings. He will also meet the Deputy Secretary General, the Chef de Cabinet. Of course, there'll be an exchange of gifts and photo opportunities. He will also have an opportunity to see some of the staff in the Office of the Secretary General, who would be there to give him a wave and to greet him. He will then come down to the Secretariat lobby, where he will give an address to the staff of the United Nations. As you know, we've had a lottery to be able to distribute tickets for this event. So we'll have 350 staff of the United Nations in New York, not just the Secretariat, but also the organizations in New York. And after his address, then he will make his way over to the General Assembly. And along the way, he will be greeted by children of the UN staff members, as well as we will have another group from the UN International School. And I'm happy to say that among the group of children of UN staff members, we were able to include three children with disabilities. We know the Pope has a special fondness for children with disabilities. And then he will make his way to the General Assembly building, where he will be greeted by the President of the General Assembly. He will also have bilaterals there. And then he will make his address to the General Assembly to the member states. After that, then he will leave the UN, and as he will exit from the UN, we will serenade him farewell with the United Nations singers.
We all know, no doubt, this is a very significant trip to the UN. But can you tell us more about the significance of his visit to the UN?
I think what is so special about this visit is that Pope Francis has become such an international iconic figure in the time that he has been Pope. I think he has been Pope just over 2 years, and he certainly made his mark. And with his trips abroad and the messages that he brings, and he's very interested in climate change, he's very interested in the issues of income inequality, all of which are very topical issues for the UN and being dealt with as part of the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda.
Finally, would you like to add anything that could be interest to people here at the UN or to all the people outside the UN?
No, I would just like to again emphasize that I think that this is a very, very special occasion for the United Nations, that Pope Francis is going to visit the United Nations, that he's going to be there at the kickoff of the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda Summit, which is very, very important. It's the UN's 70th year that he's part of this, and you know, Secretary General is very, very happy to have him here and has really given us a lot of support for the planning and organization of this visit. We have a very well-organized and structured program, but at the same time, we are all being flexible. I've said to my team, let's just be prepared for anything, because we know that he will want to stop and greet people. This is a Pope who is a man of the people and loves people. And I think that our staff are going to benefit from that. I think that there's going to be incredible warmth and joy in the building tomorrow.